A lot of people don't like this word dispensation. They don't like it. It makes them mad, actually. Some people get mad about it, even though the Bible talks about the dispensation of the ages, you know. So the word dispensation is the same word as dispense. So if you go to the doctor and they send you to the, I think it's called dispensary, or, but anyway, they dispense your medicine. They give out your medicine. I think it's called a dispensary or something like that. I'm going down the highway. I can't look it up. But they dispense the medicine that the doctor prescribed. So the dispensations of time, the different ages, God is dispensing through the dispensations. He's dispensing the medicine that we need at that time. We can't take it all in at once. If somebody tried to pour a gallon of water down your throat, you couldn't drink it all. You would drown. And so through the dispensation of time, God had to dispense and show man what Jesus has done. Because Jesus is so high and lifted up, man's under law, you know. Man's under the flesh. It's hard for mankind to understand the depths and the knowledge of God because it's so high above. So it takes 7,000 years to dispense out what man needs to know. Age of innocence, age of law, age of government, age of grace, tribulation period, millennium, new heaven and new earth, the judgment seat of Christ, the Bema seat of Christ, the great white throne judgment. It's every age is a dispensation. Every age is a dispensation to dispense some truth so that man over time can digest it. It's kind of like learning a new trade, you know, or learning to program a computer or something. It takes years. Learning to write music, learning to write a book, any kind of learning to do electrical work, plumbing work, learning to build a house. It takes years. Learning to invest. It's a line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. So through the dispensation of time, God was revealing His Son to the world. And so the world, it was so contrary that they rejected Him. See, the world wanted a king to rule by force, you know, on the outside. But Jesus came and said, you must be born again. It's an inner thing. The Spirit doesn't show up with observation, but you see the wind, you feel them, you know the wind is there. You can't see it, but it's there. So you know somebody who's born again, you know it, because you see it, you feel it, you sense it. You might not be able to see it, but you see the effects of it. In other words, I just passed some flags. The wind was blowing the flags. I could see the result of the wind, but I couldn't see the wind. I could see the flags moving. I could see that part, but I couldn't see the wind. And so the dispensation of time was revealing. See, now we know all things in the church age, right? The dispensation of time I gotta put this on pause for a second. The dispensation of time is dispensing the truth little by little over the ages so man can grab hold of it. It takes a long time to understand law versus grace and legalism versus freedom, and like really the saved person really is not under law. We're not under rule, but we don't follow. To be spiritual, you don't follow rules. That's the secret. You want to know the real secret? And it's not Oprah, it's this. To be spiritual, you don't follow some kind of rule. the only law that you would follow is the royal law. Love your neighbors yourself. Do unto others as you have them do unto you. That's it. But that's not even a rule. That's just love, walking in love. And walking in truth. Walking in truth is not rule-based living. Walking in truth is getting a new perspective on life from the eternal truth. Not the bloodline truth, not the culture truth, but the eternal truth from God. Not the Book of Enoch truth, not the Book of Thomas truth, not the Jehovah's Witness truth, but the truth from the Word, rightly divided. By the power of the Spirit, dividing the Word. Long story short, dispensation is not a bad word. When you go to the doctor, they send you to the, if you were in the military, they call it dispenser area. I forget how to say it. Dispensary. That's it. Dispensary. You need to go to the dispensary to get your medicine. Why? Because they want to dispense your medicine. Why? Because you're sick. Why? Because of sin and death. You need some truth dispensed through the ages to set you free. That's why the church age right now is so important. It's not going to last much longer. But the age of grace is so important, because if it wasn't for the age of grace, we'd still be under law and rules and judge. We wouldn't have redemption. Law. The draconian law system in God. So when God was training Israel, he had redemption even under the age of law. There's always redemption in God's program. But the draconian system, if we didn't have the age of grace right now, this would be a draconian state, you know. You'd go to jail and you wouldn't ever get out. Go to jail and never escape. But now you got attorneys and lawyers to mediate between you and the judge.